Meanwhile, students in a West Bank university have held a string of events in solidarity with Palestinian prisoners who are on hunger strike against their illegal detention in Israeli jails. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Gaza Strip. Now, Ashraf, tell us a bit about how students and others in Gaza itself have been protesting and showing their solidarity with these Palestinian prisoners.
Yes, Waqar, almost on a daily basis, Palestinians both in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank carry out hold marches and rallies in solidarity with the prisoners. For example, the one we had earlier in the day with the students, the university students in the West Bank. Now the Palestinian prisoners on hunger strike, the administrative detainees, this is the 22nd day of their hunger strike. They're entering the fourth week of hunger strike. Protesters keep saying that they want to do all they can to show solidarity with the hunger strikers to bolster their situation. Some students and even some people in the Gaza Strip have gone on hunger strike taking water and salt. And the Israeli prison service has prevented salt from reaching the hunger strikers. This is the only thing they can take as part of their hunger strike. Some of the hunger strikers were put in solitary confinement and isolated from other prisoners, and some were insulted by the Israeli captors, trying to force them to end the hunger strike. And other situations, we have learned that doctors from the prison service, who are supposed to provide medical care for the hunger strikers, actually bring food in front of them, trying to urge them to eat and end the hunger strike. But when you talk to people, for example, who were released in prisoner exchange deals, especially in 2011, where at least 1,000 Palestinians were released in exchange for Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who was held in the Gaza Strip. They're saying that the only way to release Palestinian prisoners or to pressure Tel Aviv into easing the situation of prisoners or release prisoners is by capturing Israeli soldiers. They keep saying that the Israeli regime only understands the language of force, and that's the only thing is going to work. Okay, rallies are being held, marches are being held, memoranda has been given and letters been given to the UN and the International Committee of the Red Cross. But a lot of people are saying this is not enough. They need to have to use force and resistance to free the prisoners.
And just as quickly, if you can, Ashraf, tell us, what about the Palestinian leadership and its reaction to the issue of these prisoners, be it, you know, the PA itself or the Hamas movement as well, considering, you know, they are now in reconciliation talks as well?
Well, the Palestinian Authority stopped the talks, the so-called peace negotiations with Israel, because Israel refused to release a group of about 30 Palestinian prisoners, was agreed upon to release them. And the Hamas movement is saying that they're hoping that part of the reconciliation with Fatah and with the formation of a government within a week or so, they hope that this would create pressure on Israel to release the prisoners.
Okay, Ashraf, thanks very much for that.